already have a skin of fire on the web, just hand it around. Someone already took the take home and gave it to me this morning. Now that's Nayatol. Okay. Avodah Zarah, that's Lach Gil on the day. More in front of him? We have to go around. We're going to discuss the union of Libun Kal. Well, I already have a skin of fire on the left, I just handled it already. Someone already took the take home and gave it to me this morning. Now that's Nayatol. Okay. Avodah Zarah, that's Lach Gil on the day. More in front of him? We have to go around. We're going to discuss the union of Libun Kal. Take a look in the posters of Avodah Zarah and Gimel on the base, Dibra Maskel Kinta, about 10 lines, 12 lines down. The cause of Rabbi Rabbeinu Moshe Mikutzi, Rabbi Moshe Mikutzi is a smack. Smag. Afa gaz if haskin and hilchus of commando as have become a gom. Lichbos ha-chovis al ha-eish. Im ha-eish godol kol kach ha-chotuk mi bifnim. She yodol soledes mi bachutz. Mutter. V'choshim kemo ha-gol. This is an interesting concept which is in the Mechudosh here by the Smag. Rav Moshe Mikutzi made up a new concept which we call Libun Kal. What does Libun Kal mean? You have a fire which is so strong on the inside that the outside, let us on the outside, that's the equivalent of Hagol. That's the equivalent of Hagol. Take a look, if you will, also on the Mordechai here, what is up in the back. I'll see you tomorrow, I can look it up. Power itself is the bond between the fire and the... the tiny one over there. Turn around. Okay. Tough summer. And you find the principle here of Libun Kal. We might have to see what this word goggle in brackets. See, it's Mem Hey, column 2, 3/4 way down the page, and you see the word goggle in brackets. This is the sixth line after the index. Sixth wide line after. See that? See the word goggle? The word goggle in a bracket. Right. Ever see it? You can look on. You see the word? I will open, right after the word God, I will open a blue old tendon. We know that's called the Hefei Rebola. Gon shall call up. Should tweak on the lap, not say lap of Tafan Pashtida shall talk to him. Of Ain, tweak him, leave with God to the Shira of Klippa. Remember that? That's the one that we saw the Ram Sakh said. According to Mara Barazar, the Shira Tzlipa, that's the equivalent of what he called the Tzot of Nitzin.
What does it mean, though? What happens?
Typically, it means that there's a tiny little peel that comes off.
Of what?
Of the
metal.
How's that possible?
Well, we
know the metal becomes molten.
Right, exactly. That's what.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Arak Ashitei Yatza Letzo Mishnei Avarero. That's the equivalent of Hagola and Tetei Rabola. Good enough. Okay. Notice this incidentally that he considers Basa B'chala to be a situation of Hefei Rebola. But he might hold the cup as also Hefei Rebola, who was the end of the Shia. Then he goes on. How do you know it's true? The Gavri Gilim Livdok Ayideh Nesinas Kash Oleh Mibachut Lirhos Im Akash Nitra Bahochi Stadi. If the scroll will burn on the outside, that's good enough. The Imkane, this rule the shali palibun me'eiver li'eiver, this is good enough. Afagat lo toshet li'kotla. When we come to the type of kach, we came into parabola, came daila and hagola. Hagola is enough. Look, hagola is enough. Afagat lo toshet li'eiver li'eiver, to the master of Mishmaita. The last thing we know about is what? The parabola. Behold, the low, gora, oh, so libun, also leave a man of Allah. Be also leave a man of Yosef, man of Allah. It's also leave a man of Allah. That we call today Libud Kal. Libud Kal, which both sides reach the Atzeret, so the whole thing is not good enough. How do they check it? You want to put their finger there to get burnt? They check it by putting a piece of straw on the outside. If the straw would ignite, that would certainly be considered to be hot enough.
So that's the Atzeret.
That's very strange. The Atzeret we know to be
much slower.
About 100, 150, 160, 170, what happened?
Zechariah,
but that's what it was about. Ah, 212. Not hot at 212. Even if it's 212, it's not that hot. You told me that. I've told the scientist that she had told me that things don't ignite until 450 degrees.
Depends
on the melting point. I know, but anyway, it says over here, Libus Kal is Yatzalet as well, on both sides. That's the Mordechai said. So the Pashtas, the idea of Pashtas, it was just a way of testing it. They shouldn't have to burn their hands. Shouldn't have to burn their hands. So now if you have to let us know, Pashtas is a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah. Like, who said so? The Alter Rebbe again. Alter Rebbe over here, we still have, can't find the Beis Medrash. But it's Siman Tafnun Aleph Sif Tezayin, if you say that way. And really the Shear is what? Yeah, it's a let us know. But they didn't want to burn their hands. It's hard to tell exactly. So instead what they did was, they had put a piece of Kash on the outside. If it burned up, you do for sure it would leave and come. That's what the Alter Rebbe says. However, the other seems to say that two dinim. And in order to see the two dinim, let's open up to the Ramah with the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see what the Prima Gadda means.
Yeah. Ask, we didn't understand also this the Dibehem Hagalah. Well, it seems to interchange the Bunkal with Hagalah.
Exactly.
But they're not the same thing. The Bunkal is more.
It's better than Hagalah.
Right. So if it's Dibehem Hagalah.
So it's totally the Bunkal. Right.
So why not just Hagalah then? Why would we have to get
this? They're not going to be. It's too difficult to do Hagalah. This is an easier, more efficient way of doing things. Uh-huh. That's exactly the point. Give a look. Now that you have discussed these two sources in Avodah Zarah, let's close the Gemara for a minute. And open up the Shulchan Aruch. You all have Shulchan Aruch? Yeah?
Yes. Tough enough.
Well, what do you think? Regarding, I only have one copy of. That's in the... If you don't mind. Thank you very much. Are you open to the Mishnah Berurah? Come on, we're going to talk. Let's take a look at the Ramah. Start with the Ramah. Tavnun Beis, actually, similar to we saw, where the Ramah says, a 90 in our print. Al-Kenei Shizoyer, Shafilu Kodos Van Yisuro, Shleyonuchum Bar Meretichosot, Kodos Man Shemagir. No matter what, you have to definitely have boiling water. Right? We discussed it already. Boiling water. The Prima Gadol over there, actually, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kaf Ches, says as follows. Hey, the fifth line. Have our mind the night of Mr. Tosh, and my feet and bum, kale and so on, and you pour cold utensils, cold cools the water down. Rahad. Okay, sir, for Hampton, because Flea, Achiala, Mayan Abu Ghuas, wait till it bubbles again. If the Hagel of Magilim is there, he ain't no one gets there, Kalos. Well, Magilim is the hero, Zachadev, they have a doctor came there also, in Malin with Tisha. But bad news, right? Terrible, terrible thing. Then the Mishnah well, Vash, a little more than Lamskos. He ain't there, the Hagel, Rakoro, Sukapo, Shimishtam, Shimai, the Iru, the Behem, Mahani, Azol, the Mayan, Shayat, so let us Bohem Levad. Mr. Brook wasn't for the Prima Gadol. There's enough to have Yad, so let us go. Enough, Yad, so let us go. You look very carefully, the Prima Gadol here in the Mishnah Tosov, at the end of the Talmud Beis, is as follows. If the Kli, which was used on the fire proper, then you require what? Mayim roasted. Mayan roast. Then you need Libun Kal of Kash Misra, which is the equivalent of Mayan roast. However, if it's only a Belia which came in through Irui, then you don't even need Mayan roasting. It's enough to have what? Yad to let us go. If you saw the Mishnah Berurah, then it's enough to have Libun of Yad to let us go in Bapus. Because it's very dinim a Libun Kal, according to the according to the Prima Gadol. One thing is what we keep saying, Yatzel, let us go. So the Prima Gadol says, look, be consistent. If it's going to work, Yatzel, let us go. So then let's say that it should work, then leave on Yatzel, let us go. If it works, Hagol, Yatzel, let us go, which is by Irui, then it should work by leaving Yatzel, let us go, which is what we call the collapse of leaving college, we find in the Tosis and the Lord of Rabbi Gibel, of Yatzel, let us go. If on the other hand, you would require my Roskim, right, my Roskim was much hotter than Yatzel, let us go. Then if you're going to say Leland Kallah would work as an equivalent, would require the higher Madrega of Leland Kallah. Namely, Leland Kallah, Kash Yisra. It's against what I said against Alter Rebbe. I said, and based on Alter Rebbe, that really it's only one kind of Leland Kallah. Leland Kallah is Yatzel let us in the Eber Labor, as we find in Tosin and the Vodot Olam Gimel, and in the Mordechai. The whole idea of Kash Yisra was just a test, just to make sure that it's Yatzel let us go. Even more Yatzel let us go, however, the Prima Gadol said, no, today did it. The two Leibun Kals. We just created a new concept completely called Leibun Kals, and already it's divided into two, the Prima Gadol. There's a Leibun Kals, which is Yatzel let us, which works with enough to have a Gadol Yatzel let us, which is only this case of Nivla Be'irud. And the Mishnah Berurah both parents of God Ches, Tafnun Beis. Then, if you need my Roskin, always, whenever there's a Bli of the Kirishan proper, then the equivalent of that would be what? A Libun Kal of Kash Nisra, which is the higher Madrega Libun Kal. So says the Prima Gadol. Truth of the matter is, half of it I understand. Yes, the Xerashot. Yatzel Lettuce. Alright? I'm going to call the Iwi is enough to have Yatzel Lettuce, so therefore you have a Libun Kal, Yatzel Lettuce. But the other half makes no sense. Where does the Prima Gadol come off to equate two other concepts, namely the concept of Kash Nisra with the concept of what? Of Mayim Roskin. Pashup Shad, and my mother said that you need more than that. You need a higher Madrega of heat to burn the Kash than 212. If you say burning the Kash is just a Chumra, as the Alter Rebbe says, then good. Say it to Nikar Adin, then I don't understand it. How can you compare it to roasting? Zav Tov Lun Beis at the end. The whole Teder HaGol.
But
you see
the
Kashmir stuff is the highest degree. Thanks. Anyway, it was Moshe Rabbeinu ever said. Prima Gadol says there are two dinim of Leibun Kal. One is the letters, one is the Kashmir stuff. Not just that Kashmir is just a test to make sure it's reached out to letters. No, it's a different kind of a din. So I'm asking, why is a different kind of a din required? Per se, independently required, when only came in at 212, and that's less than 450, twice. We need so much more. That's the question. I'll tell you a little bit of the truth. Take a look over here in the Ramah back at Tufts and Alex and Dallas. I happen to agree that there may be Tzvei Dinim in Leibun Kal, but not the way the Prima Gadol said. I have my own way. Not a set of tufts and all of Dalat Kalish, Mishdamisha Behem, Isaiah Ur, Don Shpudim, Asgolos, Mayosha Behem, Rikim, Libun, page 76. The Val Libun, Uachke, and Sotus, Nitzin Behem, like it's passed to the Surah, Volody, Libun, and the Sweet Sotus, Nitzin, that's the Yusham and the Quibbles, because they are Gol Alamin. Yusham and Shalei Abad Zara, and that's basically the equivalent. We'll see soon what the Gemara of Babli calls, that's a Tosha Klippos. Fine. Says the Ramon, the Yesh Mekilim, and the Slavim, Kolkaf, Shekash Nisra Olami Bakus. Who said so? The Mordechai, Gos Maimini, etc. We just saw that. It makes it with the Terebola. The Terebola is not something we can count. But knowing that the Svara is shown up the Moldova should be not the Libun. Whatever you require, Libun, what you require, and so this. A Moldova should be not the Hagola. Right? Then what? Then you can make it for Libun Kam. We'll probably finish it up. Rakshi Yeshbo, Stokin, Oshemach Mir Miladno, which is considered even more common than Hagola proper. Zagi Belibun Kal Kozeh. And two different things for which the Belibun Kal works. One is the equivalent of Hagola, and two, it works when we have what we call stocking. Stocking. That's the Mishnah Berurah. The Kotel Lamed Gimel. Rakshi Yesh Bo Stocking at the bottom of the first column. But the Lama. Umavu Aliel. Sarah Limon the also Hamakam, the Hainush Yasim Shamke Khalam Goaros, Dai, Shiyisha Osnam Ad Shab, Achekash Nitra Palavi Bahuts, Shabizda Shir, the Vadai Nitra Palam Mashus Isis, Shayimate Bahomek Hastaki, the Hagumok. What's he saying over here? He's saying that whenever you have a problem of a Guma, something. We saw the Rav Chaim said back in Sif Gimel, the third line. In the age, bo gumo fen yochel and akol su yope en amol lo agolo levad and tzorek liba mumok am agumo. That's the Mechaber in Sif Gimel. Whoever got the liba kach. You need ha liba mumok am agumo. In the Mishnah Berurah. You need liba mumok am agumo. Okay. Mommy, please, sir, when I finish the liba kach. Okay, Rabbosan. So the idea of leaving for the Gumos already found in the Mechaber and Sif Gimel. Now the Rav Moreh peeped it in Sif Dalet, and he comes up with it as what you might consider to be a kula. It's not a leaving to do kashery. No. It's a leaving to remove the mamoshim, which is stuck in the crevices and the cracks, and the Gula won't work for that. There'll be just stuff there. Got to push it, burn it out. Says the Rav Moreh, listen, it makes sense to burn it out. It's enough to catch this drop. If the kash will be nisra, so will the meat, so will the chametz, so will whatever you want to get out of there, will also be nisra. That's the Mishnah Berurah we just saw. Siv Katan Lamed Gimel. Siv Katan Lamed Gimel.
But if you're
going to
have something that's heterogeneous,
why? Well, it is enough to get rid of the absorption, but not to get rid of the stuff which is caught in the crevices. They have a knife between the handle and the...
But do you know, so we'll see...
Everything. So the handle of the blade, a little crack, you know, sometimes. So you have to get out of it. So you take a little blowtorch, not you. Someone knows what he's doing. And you open up, if you don't mind, back to the rush here in the Avodah Zarah. In the fifth parak, which is the parak about kashering. Dinner Lamed Dalet. Talks about knives. What we know about this. I'll talk about this in the Sefer Sakhim. Talks about that. There's a whole discussion here about Heter Bod with respect to a knife. Okay? Now, Tar suggests that the reason why you're in the discussion of knives, the rush, the last line, Lachat Nira, that's the first. Page 178, the last six words of the page. Ever have a place? Yeah. 78. Oh, numbers. And this is Simulam Adala. That's the last six words. The Kaf Nira. It's like Kinim, Gedolim, Derek, Lassos, Atak, Bohem, Gumos. Gumos. Will be Gemara, the Chief of Lamahani, the Sakajish for Gumos. I feel like the first Tony. Hilkot boy libud. The hagolo lo mahani. Ki en yocho lenakar agumos. Vi en apolim amokam agumos. I feel the sack of cotton. Im yesh bo gumos boy libud. So the Rosh explained a new word. Not the machine, it's not tough. The we saw about the sack and yesterday by Rishas in the Chazor, right? It is considered a terrible or is durable or cliche-y, cliche-y, and then I'll age the rock. All the top problems. Why? It's a new word over here, the Rosh. The reason why it requires Liban is why? It's because of the Gumos. So the Mogin HaElef, is the one that we quote, we started quoting that recently, the one on the other side of the Makor Chaim, thinks that for this reason you would require a Liban Gomor in the Gumos. It wouldn't be enough to Liban Kal, as the Ramot said over here in Sif Dalet, Tafnunav. No. Why? Because what's the Makor of this bin? What's the Makor of this bin? The rush began by quoting the Tosefta, which the Artos of Tamil Islam quoted as well. It says, at the beginning of Simon Lamed Dalet, the Tosefta Katoni Sakini Bahadish Udin Vazgalot. It's the last narrow line on that page. So it's Sakini with Sama Shbudim Vazgalot. And the same as Shbudim Vazgalot require what? Libun. And that Libun means Libun Gomor. That's an absolute Libun. That's not Libun Ka. That's the ultimate Libun. And since Sakin is mentioned in the same breath as Tosefta with, which spooned them in Askelot, therefore should require Liba the Chomer. So it's a big kasha against the Ramah. How can the Ramah say it? It's enough to have what? Liba the Kal for the Gulos. You put the Rush two and two together. The Rush shot Sakin is Gulos. And yet Sakin is found the same breath as spooned them in Askelot. And spooned them in Askelot require Liba the Gomer. That implies that Gulos also require Liba the Gomer. Whether Rav Bacham wants to say it's enough to leave with Kaal of Kashas, that the Kashas is among an element against the Rav Bacham. So I need a diary to say Pashas. Here, this is going to be so good with my whole Aleph over here. Leave with Kaal is not found in Shas. Not found anywhere in Shas. It's not found in Shas. You can't ask Kashas, why does Shas say this? Why does Shas say that? The Gemara, the Tosefta says, no, it's not found in Shas. It's the creation of the Rishonim. The Rishonim didn't make it up like Reform Rabbis, Chasma Chalim. They made it up this Zohar based on the Sugyas. But you can't ask the Kasha, how come the Tosefta didn't use an expression? Shbud about the law, the law, the Levon Chomor, the Tzaka, the Levon Kal. There's no such expression. It's not found anywhere in the Gemara, this idea of Levon Kal. That's the Pshat. The only thing is, the why isn't enough to have Levon Kal for the Gumo? Svar! You're not trying to take things out of the absorption. Taking out the absorption of Levon Chomer from all the Kapolo, the Tosefta, the Machloek, which was discussed already last week. But here we're just trying to get rid of the little be'en that is stuck in the crevices, but that's enough, Kash Nisra. Oh, that answer the Kash at the moment, Elif against the Rambam. With this Jabos, with the same exact soul, with an answer we spoke about before. Listen very carefully. It's great in him. Sometimes Levon Chomer is enough, you have to let us off. That's when it's a terrible. That's the equivalent of Hagolas. We still the favorite in Tosfos and Avodah Zarah and Gimel and the beginning of the Mordechai. There's another concept called Kash Nisra. That's not to take out the absorption. No. That's to remove those little morsels which maybe got caught in the crevices. The last thing, Kash, what? Two kinds of little cow? How come it's not found in Shas? What's the answer? No little cow is found in Shas. The answer can't be why you found one, not two. You don't find you find zero in Shas. Zero, zero, zero. Not coal, it's the Indian. It all depends. If it's in order to remove the absorption, it's enough for the Atalet, it'll be the Eder or the Eder, as Tosfos and the Mordechai said. If to get out the little crumbs, then you have to have what? You have to have Kash Nisra to get out the little morsels. Take a look at both sides. Pilpul of Charifta here. I'm sorry? Whenever Hagolah will suffice, then Libun Kal is the equivalent of Hagolah.
We're still saying it is
three times. I agree with Zukar Libun Kal, but not when it came to the steps of. When he said it, he upset a different mahalach completely. His mahalach was that it comes into Iruy. It's enough to get to let us go, then it's enough to get to let us go. And if it comes in through the fire, it comes in a Baroskin and if it requires a kind of Hagolah equivalent, then you require a Kash Nisra. But yes, what is Kash Nisra? That's not the equivalent of Baroskin. True, see that he latched onto a half of Nereshava. You have to let us add the lettuce. But the other half, I don't understand. What do you come up to say that the Kash Nisra is the same as Baroskin? So I disagree with me regarding that. I thought the Kash Nisra is a different Mahalach completely. That's the only requirement when it's trying to get out things from the little crevices. That's where the Kash Nisra is. It makes sense. Kash Nisra, so Bosa Nisra, so Chomet Nisra. It'll burn it up. It serves the same function as Levon Chomet with respect to the little morsels that are caught between the crevices. That's exactly why the Kash ends to the Morgan Elos Kasha. Here it says that each Shpud and Askel and Sakan all require Levon. Hakam Shpud and Askel require Levon Chomer Gomer. And ask and for the gumos enough to have what we call a kash nisra. Teretz, you're not trying to get any absorption. Try to burn it. This is enough to burn it up. Hakola fiha inyan, as I said before. A sora both that a sakin has gumos, right? That's the Rush explained. The sakin has gumos. Now the pilpul of harifta asks a kash on the bottom. Rush earlier in Simon Laman Aleph here of Libra. Yeah.
Libra.
Yes. Oh, the Rosh Hashanah, the idea of Achit Toshik Kli Pasa. Hold on. It's a little bit further on. Turn the page. Page 180. The Rosh, page 180? The Rosh, the next page. The last page of the Pesach. On the second column. At Hama Malabnon, Omer Avmani, Asher Toshik Li Posa. That's a Gemara. All the Rosh was called a Gemara. Comes the people of Harif, the old Dalit, and says, wait a minute. Ula El, we just saw before, Kosovo Yishani, Sheni Tzotos, Nitzos, and Emenah. The chem pasuk b'tur kuf kaf aleph, the chem b'tshuva l'arash. V'lo pirshu tam lama kosu kari rishalni, v'lo ki gemara didan. V'lo ki gemara didan. How come they say all these pasuk kari rishalni went against it and went against Shas Bavli? So if you have to look at the back, it's a cloud to know the relation of Bavli to Rishalni, where do you look? You have a certain name, what? Yeah. Have you been a name of the statement? Close. Well, you're fair night. Exactly so. Page 22. Short by the back. Well, you're out for this. Okay. Come on. Do you pay everything you have in your verse? Page 22. After the Mashah. Mashah has a system in Shadu. It's the Rashash starts a new numbering system. And the Rashash number is in page 22. And the last you say nine in the second. So I find the Asha Toshikli Pasa. You see it? Doesn't that page 22 by you?
Yeah,
it's...
You don't have Rashash either?
No. You should have it. Were you worried by the Rosh before?
Yeah.
Keep going. See the Masha? Yeah. Compare to Masha. See the Rashash?
It's good.
Page 22. That's right. Not the Mashal, the next number is the after Rashash. No, you don't have it? I don't know what to do. Anyway, wherever it may be, here it is, one line. Achet Toshuk Li Posa. Says it be Fena and Yerushalmi, so Perikin, Haliban Sar, she Nitzot, Nitzot, Menat, Menat. Says it be Fena. After the Chodah Shiura, four words. Devet Eferu. Toshuk Li Posa, Nitzot, Nitzot, is one. That's how they say now, gets out of the problem. What's the problem? How can the two separate shirim, and how can the pass like Rishalmi and Zabali? That's what he says. I have this wild idea, according to me. I don't know if it's going to be true, but I'll tell you, it was a wild chumrah. The old law I want to suggest is those that listen is not enough. Why? Half the shot is, that in order to affect Libra, you have to have Toshik Li Posa. That's Mr. Shas Bavli. Ivy Yushalmi said, Nitzotzen, Nitzin. Think about it for a minute. The Yushalmi said it by a knife. And according to the Shitas HaRosh, why you have to have Libra by a knife? Because of the thing stuck in the Gumos. So I want to make a final suggestion. To get the stuff out of the Gumos is enough to have what? Nitzotzen, Nitzin. That's going to burn things up. Spark supply. However, one might suggest, in order to do a full blow of limun, you have to have Toshik Li Posa, which is a higher shear. Actually, peel off the layer. That would be it. Just mentioning as a suggestion that in effect, Toshik would be the equivalent of what we call limun kal, although it's really much more than the pastures, and Toshik Li Posa is limun chomer. You know what I'm telling you? That's a suggestion which I wanted to make, possibly. To resolve the fear with the Bavli and Yerushalmi, not that the same thing as the Yerushalmi, I said two different things. So what happened to me? The territory is just as we said before, within Liban Kal, which is a post-Havudic concept, and the two different Liban Kal, namely what? Yad to let us go to do the equivalent of Hagol, and Kashmir Shabbat to get things out of the Gumos, so too one could say the other way around. That in the Shabbat itself, the two kinds of Liban, the Tzotz of Nitzin and Tashu Lipat. The Tzotz of Nitzin gets out of the stuff in the Gumos, and Tashu Lipat gets rid of the Bleer, which is a higher level. So really they're a total now of four Chagalim that we came up with. You have the letter, Kash Nisra, Tosaf Nisim, and Tosaf Lipatim, in that order. It could be the first two are Libun Kahal, and the second two, if you want to use an analogy, is also for the same two reasons. Get rid of the Be'er, which is the Tosaf Nisra, which is the lower of the two in this case, and the higher would be Kash Lipatim. Just a wall suggestion. No one agrees with me. I guess if that were true, the Yushami should have mentioned Tosaf Lipatim in the context of the regular leader, as opposed to the Tosafot in the context of a sacrament. If Rishabh didn't say that, I guess the Tosafot in the Sulan of Ayu theory is completely off base. But I'll just mention to you anyway, this is the theory. Yes?
The answer, I mean, in other words, like some material,
yeah.
It's a death. No matter how hard you put it, you're not going to see a peel off, but it'll be able to see sparkling on it.
Well,
maybe it's all going to be the same thing.
Well, we'll come to it in a second.
But if
you pass it to Ramon,
why would it
No, I mean, it would be against the Ramon. It's not how it would be against the Ramon. It would be, you know, more like the Mogen Ha'elim, who wouldn't be like the Mogen Ha'elim, it would be two different Madragas. Anyway, it's an independent suggestion which is not for Allah at all. It's a suggestion, a curse. Ramon said, it's a problem. Our metal, you take it, you put a blowtorch to it, you don't see the deal coming with it. You don't see it. There are therefore possible maintainers, both sides. Impossible to do legal today. Our metal is treated. In the old days, they had raw metal without it not treated. You put fire to it, it would just spark the fly, and the peel would come off. Our metal is treated. However, rogue poskim, who talk about legal in today's world, self-cleaning oven. The peel comes off, spark fly. What do you say? Neither. It's not a degree that the metal is treated and nothing happens. Rove folks can say, oh, this is sufficient. You don't need kashara taklifas with Paul Mamish. Enough, it should be hot enough that it could achieve a libun. It could achieve nitozim in an untreated metal. And as a matter of fact, those the two are equivalent to the affair in MIT. Because it's high no half. Why would sparks fly? You put fire down in the air. You sparks, put a blowtorch in the air and then it goes through the air. You see sparks? No. Put it to the metal of sparks fly. Why? Because stick with metal somehow, you know, a tiny bit of metal seems to be, I don't know what the word to use, incinerating, I don't want to call it. That's sparks that fly, and that's exactly the sleep of the common world, the Prabhu Atalia. Another foray of Samadha on my part, which may be ill advised. But that's the equivalency of these two things according to the Yafei Naim. It's high no half. How hot is that? We mentioned before, a bunch of 700 degrees. At that heat is when untreated metal would have these total dimensions. Our metal doesn't matter how hot, doesn't send sparks flying. What can you do? Treat it. However, I had a Kumran in law according to the Rambam, which is based upon the Mishnah, the last Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. I'd like you to please take a look, if you don't mind, the last Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, and then I'll show you which is something which is going to, wow, to knock everything out. Very strange mission. It goes back to those knives. Everything's benign. Unbelievable. It says the last four words of the mission. The first part of the mission we saw already in the rush quarter and the death of suffering. Hello, Kathy Tashmish Minahakal. Eshadakal, the Hatskil Yakal, the Hatskil Yakal, the Labin Bor Yalabor. Hashput Vaskal Adabor. Last four words. Hasakim Shafar Vihi Tahora. There's only one way we understand. What does shofar mean? What does shofar mean? What are the words? So, we don't really know. We don't really know. The Rambam, in Hilchos Macholot Hatzuros, in Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Zayin, has the following interpretation.
What does
shofar mean? Some of them are in the east of the tower. See a grandmother stuck the knife into the ground. Put in a flower pot, no, there's 10 times. I don't know if you ever saw that. Some interpreters. Perek Yudzayin, Macholot Hatzuros, Halacha Zayin. Listen very carefully. The Hoysa Tzakin, no. Halakeach Tzakin in Ha'akim, Milavna Ba'esh, O, Mashkiza berechayim shalom. What do you mean mashkiza berechayim? What does the word mashkiza berechayim mean? What does hashkoda sakha mean? Mashkiza? Right. Sharp in the night. They used to, you have to go in out of the kids. The kids come around, ding, ding, they come around the street. The sharp in the night. No, I never said that. You forgot it?
Very rarely.
Yeah, it used to be. You guys would come on the street, you give them an item, shop it for you. No? Well,
luckily, there's a mission if they use these trades.
That's the problem, right? That's the problem. So the left of Mishnah says over here. What's the idea of Mashkot? Where did the Mashkot come from? Well, Mashkot, but hold on. Oh, Mashkida, he says, that's the sum of Shad over here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah before, Shafa, Shu Mashkida, very kind. That's where I'm going to Mishnah. But forget the Pirush Mishnah if we look at the Ether, like the grandmother did in the ground. Okay. Fine. The Makabah quotes the Rambam, and Kuf Chav Aleph design in Yerodea. And the Rambam says, Yesh Omer, Hashkola does not work. If you look carefully in the earlier in the Kuf Chav Aleph in Yerodea, it says, so whenever you require Hagolah, whenever you require agola, it's insufficient to take a peel off the knife or off the spoon or off the pot. You know why? Because it's balua me'ever al ever. It's absorbed completely, as we call it in English, through and through. When Yiddish duk and duk, it goes all the way through. Since it goes all the way through, it's sufficient just to take off the outermost peel. You still have that blia which is further in. So that the Shulchan Aruch of Siv Beis in Kuf Chav Aleph in Yerodea, and the Gruv, they explained our heart. That's why we see the Farish now the Gemara of Shavah Lachnadot of the Gruv. Barot Tinevikli Rishon. Why not Eroi? Why don't you put it in the fire? Why don't you put much easier, much convenient to pour the water over it? Why don't you put it in the water on the fire? What's the answer of both sides? We roll up post and say that Eroi impacts only upon what? And today what? Today's cleaver, whereas the absorption goes all the way through. That's the case. How does sharpening a knife work? What does sharpening a knife do? Sharpening a knife removes the outer peel. It has an impact on what came in from before. That's the eyes of the cavacon.
Sharpening doesn't
have a peel. All right, all little something. Look at that cleaver. Cleaver is a tiny little thing. A cavacon. Madach in a case. Where something absorbs in water, Hagolah, says the Shulchan Aruch Tzivei, it's not enough to get rid of the outer peel. Over here by the Sakim, where it absorbs the Liban, absorbs Allah H and the fire proper, Kavachomer, we should say it's not enough to remove the outer peel. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Tzivei, what a mystery. In Tzivei, he said it's not enough to remove the outer peel, and in Tzivei Zion, it's enough to be mashed with the stocking, but all that does is remove the outer peel. That's the Ramah's kasha, that's why the Ramah argues in the Mechaber and Tzidayim. Why do you? The Chiddush Nitzla Menorah Ad Ma'ol. If I may, Tzvei Dinnit. There's two kinds of Leah. There's wet Leah and there's dry Leah. Wet Leah and there's dry Leah. Now, who learned Yerodea there? Ever learned Yerodea a little bit? You know, we had it a little bit. We had it here in Sukkot. We had it in Sukkot and Yerodea. In Sukkot, we discussed in the Mordechai, what happens if you find a kernel of wheat in the chicken? How much must you ask for? It depends. If it's only dry, you have to ask what we call kedei netzila, the width of a finger, an inch, something like that. If it's wet, but if it's wet, then the Sapea Bakula goes throughout the Spashit Bakula goes throughout the entire food, about the whole pot. It's diffused in the whole pot. What do you see from here? That wet Leah, wet, that's a great term to use, but it's a simple way to phrase it. Liquid, right. Leah, through the medium of liquid, just keeps right on going. Liquid is an excellent conductor of taste, it goes right through. As opposed to a solid, where it doesn't go so far. It goes to 1 inch, that's it, stop. Okay, that's a bit of a portion here or there. in Kufay, based on the Gemara, Chulin. Fine. However, today the Tila, which I just pointed out to you, which is found based on the Russian, it's after Chulin. If you look there in the Ran, and the Rashba, and the Rambam, and Hilchos Machlokes Asur, he said that when it comes to something which is dry, he's dry, taste, not wet, no liquid, it only another kedei klipa, not even a kedei klipa. So I'm going to tear it as both halacha lamed beis, lamed beis. He says, oh, in this kind of situation, koleis v'ochel, yerach shetzlovig et anosh shava, koleis v'ochel, kedei klipa. The famous mission in Chul, everyone's talking about it. Yerach shetzlovig et anosh shava. The Torah says that you have to use kedei netila. But the Rav said it's only limited to a kedei klipa when there's no liquid medium. Got me so far? This is the introduction. Now let's proceed to discuss, to analyze absorption and removal of absorption from kale. The G.I.D. is actually Ramat Machadish Akhidish Noru, namely, that the ear into the cleaver, into the pot, or into the grill, will depend upon what the liquid medium there or not. Here we're talking about a pot, it's balua, me'eva, or leva. True, the pot itself is solid, that's true. But there's so much water in it. The pot contains 3 quarts of water. So that diffuses very well. It goes even, go all the way to the other end of the pot. 3 pots from halacha, right through the pot. Now that, but according to Chazanish, they may have mentioned to you, if you have a kashrus pot on the outside of the pot, you can illuminate it by kashrus the pot on the inside. Because it just pulls everything out from the fall wall all the way through. Me'eva leiva. Goes in me'eva leiva, goes out me'eva leiva. So that's the Chazanish. A liquid medium when you're cooking. So kibolo kapolo means this one. Kibolo kapolo means it goes in all the way through and through with liquid, and it goes out by hagola all the way through with the liquid. Kibolo kapolo. Says the Rambam, when it comes to a salad, here, roasting of a salad with no liquid medium whatsoever, the blia only gets in there if they cook. Again. Just instead of here, Paraset, blah, 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 so Yerach Shitzlom, Gidu Yerach Shabbat, Kolef Yoko, just a Kedek Lipo. So too, for the same exact reason, if you have the tray for food, and it's Nitzleh on the grill, it only goes in a Kedek Lipo. Goes into Lebron, can never get out. Goes into Levon, it's so strongly ensconced in the grill, you'll never be able to get it out. Either you peel it off with Levon, Levon is Tasha, Tasha Klee Potter. That's like that can appeal, the same word as Levon. What is there out there? You have an alternative. That is, sharpen the knife. You can't sharpen the whole pot. When it comes to a knife, you can sharpen the knife. That'll also scrape off the outer peel. Rama Zachidish Nifla Venora Atma'os. The Blia of Allah A. Zayin Vavam and Aleph and Avodah Zarah. Torah says the last four lines of the page. Look carefully. Vatama Malabnon. See the place? Anyone has it? Yeah. Ayin Vavam and Aleph. Two thousand. Vatama Malabnon. Amar of Mani. Asher Toshim Kriposim. You with me? Ketan Magilan. Amar of Muna. Something is strange in the Lashon of the Gemara. At Kama Malabdan and Ketan Magilan. If Rabosa Shetoshik Lipasa would be a measure of Measure of heat. The measure of heat should belong to the Lachadalad. the measure of heat for Hagala is boiling water. The measure of heat for Liban is perfectly possible. No, it's a lot of gimel. It's big out of the Gemara. That's the definition of Liban according to the Rambam. This is a very radical, radical Kiddush in the Rambam. Can't do it. Well, our metal is treated. The peel simply will not come off. Will not come off. We don't pass like the Rambam. We pass by Mashkezet. We mentioned before that Hashkaz is not enough. Ramot Master. That chum is a kula. That chum is telling us the nature of Libud is not what we just said until now. It's only a small little clear with a small little peeling. No, it's a more traditional understanding. It goes in, it comes out, it burns out, it pulls out, as the case may be. But because the clip alone won't be enough, if it goes further in, it has to come further out. So then you don't need the actual layer to come out. It's a measure of heat. That's how we pass the halacha. Yes?
I understand why you say that nowadays that the clip has come off, but we just do leave with the time that I would think things come off from the middle of that day.
No. If the nature of Liban, you're 100% right. If the nature of Liban is that it has to have so much heat as if to be able to pull out or to burn up taste, absorb taste. Right? That's a traditional interpretation. Then you're right. Even though today our metal is treated, and as such, there's no way to get off the outer peel, it won't move. And you can't get what we call the toes of distance boxes, won't fly. Even if it's 900 degrees in a self-spinning oven, no matter. Doesn't matter a bit. Heat is what does it. Right? But the Rambam, the way I interpreted the Rambam, it's like a Kiddush Nifla. That the Pshat and Liban literally removes the outer peel. Because that's all that gets in. It only gets in and out of peel. And nothing else, nothing more gets in to prove that even sharply the knife is going to be enough. Even though it doesn't impact at all on the inner part of the knife. Then it indicates that what came in is only in the outer peel. And the nature of the din of Liban, the Piyarat, seems to me, is Toshikli Pasan, whose equivalent is sharpening a knife, which is literally removes the outer level, layer, peel of the knife. So I'm saying, if that's the case of 1993, you can't remove the outer peel. I'm just saying, there's no way to get it. You can't get, once the taste gets in, the fire won't come out. You have to just remove the whole metal. You'll never get it out of the metal. Not to pull it out, not to burn it up in its place, but to actually remove the metal. That's what I'm supposed to be saying.
Maybe yeah. Now that we've
become aware, the suggestion is being made that our metal doesn't absorb in the first place. Because our metal is specially treated, and it's non-porous, so who never hold it away? You have to ask the scientists. Some scientists say that our metal, in fact, you don't know if it gets through. A lot of our products are different. That's a separate question. That's good. There's a big condition. There's a scientific test. I don't think it's going to come out that way. But maybe. Test it out. Radioisotopes, in other words, one of the ways to do it, the fanciest tests you can suggest. Oh. Now I'm about to open up the Mordechai and the reserve back to the same place before. Simon, tough summer. I'll show you something very remarkable. Have you ever gone with Yuna? Have you ever gone
with Yuna?
The Rambam? No. No, we don't pass the Rambam. The Rambam was against the Rambam, I told you. Tough summer. We did it before, we not? The last page. Okay, talks about knives. Talks about the knife sharpener. Nope. Omari Bah, the second wide line into the index. The oath of Sakinim at Trijum Libu, the Pirisha Menatan. Right, with me? Imishkizan the Rechayim Shalevet. If you sharpened it with a sharpener that was made from not from stone and then made a little to remove the outer peel, then dialem achakach v'hagola. Subsequently, you can use hagola. The fish will leave with mole because it'll have a klipa. But heaven, my mirror, is a klipa with the hole. That's exactly what I just said, Pshat. What did I tell you before, Pshat? If Hashkaza works, what does Hashkaza do? Hashkaza removes the outer peel, right? And what does Liban accomplish, says the Mordechai? Liban also removes the outer peel. Exactly. Oh. That's a Rambam. Wait a minute. He requires Hagala. Rambam didn't require Hagala. For a bolt said he answered as follows. The more I hold it, stay in it. Again, according to Rambam, he suggested based upon our comparison to the din of Bishul versus Flea. Bishul is Bashar Bakula. Flea's only because they can leave according to the Rambam. So we said that according to the Rambam, if it comes in on the fire, the table is the meat will in the fire, paraphrase, etc. Only about the work, and that can only be removed by literally removing the metal. Either slash God or leave fine. The Mordechai comes up. It goes deeper. But somehow, if I may, we can divide the taste, it's written third. We can divide the clear into two parts. There's the outer part, that's a part closest to the food. The animal's peel, that gets a tough, what's called word, entrenched bleed. That can only be removed to be the ashkaga or leave. And that even the rabbi. But he just said, a low level bleed, if you will. Goes all the way through. A low level bleed can come out how? Hagala. Comes out, 2 plus 2 is 4. If I do hachshaz on the outer field, and I do hachshaz on the inner part of the pot, equals 4. What is 4? All that word, leave out the yud. Libud. Libud accomplishes both according to the Mordechai. That one libud process accomplishes 2 things. On the one hand, the libud does what? 2. It removes that tough, entrenched outer field. On the other hand, it also is able to remove the layer which is not so entrenched, which is further in. So they have to hold this to the medium of heat. So if you use Ashkada, which is a fairly cold process, which eliminates the outer peel, you still have to worry about the inner layer. That has to be removed subsequently by a Hagol. If you do a Hagol alone, it won't do the trick. It can't get out that entrenched. The outer field. You have to have the Ashkaga too. So Ashkaga plus Hagala equals Libur. H plus H equals L. That's what we spoke about before. Okay, maybe.
I mean, the whole way that it came in was just Libur.
The whole thing was about. The question is Ashkaga equivalent? Rabbi says yes. Or is Ashkaga plus Hagala equivalent? The Mordechai says yes. La Allah, we probably have either of the book. You have to leave a match. We'll see soon. Yes?
Before you mentioned the
process,
correct. In a way, aren't the other ones who are going to.
Yes, the Kashiva. I'm trying
to get exactly
what I'm going to do. Everyone learned about this in the Yadav. It didn't indicate that. Agala goes through and through. We just saw that. We just have Leibon Kal. We just saw it today. Leibon Kal, yes, let's be Aver or Aver. We saw the Russian. That's the equivalent of Agola. If Agola goes to Eder or later. From seed to shining seed. That's exactly what Agola does.
In our time, something else, Agola got the Saba, then.
Yeah, it's the Saba.
The
Saba
goes to the top part where it kind of sprinkled on.
That's right.
How does Agola work? So the Saba just talks about little or top.
Agola. Rabosai, Rabosai. It comes out. This whole thing is Shalom Kalam. This whole Mordechai. We don't pass the whole Mordechai at all. But it's a very instructive Shita. We don't pass the Rambam either, Yehuda. But it demonstrates how people view the issue of Libur. So we don't pass it as well. So how do we pass it? What does Libur do according to us? What does it do? Obviously, you have to remove the issa completely. Not only from the outer peel, even from the innermost recess, either by burning it up or by pulling it out, we discussed before. If I do hagala to a kli which requires libur, why doesn't it work? We're now coming to the Shigla Lubavitcher phase, yeah? The Tzemach Tzedek. order to take Hagala Kelim, first of all, as a follow-up Pshat. Is the Pshat that the hay which goes in Allah H goes too deep for it to be pulled out by the Hagala? Well, no, not too deep. It's too entrenched to come out by Hagala. Which do you think is right? I don't know about it. We just got to say that Hagala goes from Aver to Aver, it goes through and through from one end to the other, we just saw it from Mordechai. So by definition, you have to say that the second shot is the correct shot. I think you're right, Yehuda. As it gets more entrenched through fire and cannot come out through water. Know that if it goes, we saw in the Mishnah, this is what we're talking to, that if it goes in through fire, it comes out through fire. If it goes in through fire and you try to pull it out through water, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Why not? That's not telling the power of the child. It does not work because you have a pot that just to make, for example, those pots without like today's pots in laboratories, you know, in the factories, they were very amateurish. The pot's 2 inches thick. Just to make it easy. So that the outer edge and into on the fire, so you had a grill 2 inches thick. So the bliya went through the fire all the way to basically 2 inches. So if you do hagala, right, they only pull out from the outer part. Won't pull all of it out. Well, no. Not such a divide that completes it on half, an outer and inner peel. No. It comes through the fire without the liquid medium, is more entrenched in the clean and cannot come out of the water. Water just won't be able to pull it out. It would have correctly pointed out that basically what we said earlier today, that the Hagala does in fact reach from one end to the other. You must accept the second shot of Tenet. We just spoke about it by reason, but that's the nature of the Bukal, the Avery labor. That's what we assume. Okay, good. Oh. Now, interesting challenge comes up. If you look at the paper of the Hagol of Kevin, interesting challenge. You know, we pop it, you can't kasher a flea less than Eino Benyom, right? You wait 24 hours, it's a big deal to wait 24 hours. Well, sometimes you can't wait 24 hours. Can't do it. It's a rush. You gotta do something in a big hurry. So some posts suggest, you know what you can do? You can simulate 24 hours. How? Usually we call a dover hapogay. What does a dover hapogay mean? You introduce to the pot a awful tasting substance. Caustic soda, I think it was maybe used. And that'll be pogay the cleave. And any paper which is inside it. Now it's the equivalent of an Eid Ben Yomo, and I can kasher the kli. You with me? That's the very trick of Dover HaPom, which the post can talk about. If you look at the Tav HaDat, in Simen Tadi Hei, and at the Dach HaShuvah and Kuf Kamalas, there's the following shadow. Can you kasher a kli which absorbed something in fire? You got to say the kasher believes it's a pair of ball, I guess. If the kasher with water, you do that kashering with dover hapoge by putting some hot water with caustic soda on that utensil. Will that work or will it not work? In other words, what's the shadow? If it works, you have to assume that the pagina went all the way through, right? Came it all the way through. Everything became pogum. And others say no. That the deep, deep, deep absorption which came in through the fire cannot be reached by the caustic soda which comes in through a water medium. Because these pogums assume that somehow there's a deep recess of the pot which can only reach with the fire medium, not with the water medium. That's how the Sefer HaGolah Kelim quotes this Dach HaShuvah. Okay, in my opinion, it's incorrect. Everyone agrees. I'm a Yehuda star. I'm convinced that everybody agrees a the Hagola goes through and through. As a matter of fact, I don't understand the world of Tisha B'Av about when you said about Kashrus from the outside. I don't see why. I think the Chazish wasn't saying right. I am from the outside. If it goes through and through, so why can't you use the Dover on Pogge? You can't be sure that everything's going to become Pogge with the Kli, perhaps. As a matter of fact, I thought the following might also be related to this. As a Machlokes, can you Kasher a Kli was used on the fire and therefore required a libur? I can't do libur now. I can only do hagolah. We already discussed a little bit in the Sugyam Sofer. Can I now use it for not on the fire purposes? What kind of transmission? They are mine and they are yours. So I had a plea I used on the fire. Now the kasher for use on the fire again is for kosher food. I have to do libur, that's for sure. Hagolah won't work. So I'll say, okay, I'll make a deal, Rabbi. I can't do the perfect kashrut now, I can't do libur now. So therefore what I'll do is what? I'll do a hagola and a hagola only. And I promise, Rabbi, I'll only use it for cooking in the water medium. Around 2 days. Right here, 2 days. My suggestion is 2 days off. If, what's the some other tzvei dinim is 2 layers, so you do Hagola. Hagola will pull out the outer layer. And now you can use it for Ali Behar Mayim, because they are Mayim. The outside came out already, and inside is untouchable. You can't do it. Why? Because we possibly can't draw a line in the middle of a pot. But that the outer edge was in fact, that's crazy. It's all together. People come leaking out slowly and slowly and slowly and slowly.
Yeah, you could argue that whatever would
happen,
would it
happen,
even though they think
that
everything is irrelevant.
It's impossible for Mr. Sharrow. It indicates that Yehuda is
right. You would say Yehuda is right. You would be so straight and straight. And the problem is that it's too entrenched on the plane. But if you get so entrenched that it wouldn't mean that Hagoi can't undo it. Water media can't pull that tape back.
Yeah, all the Rishonim suggest that it's wrong. They come out bit by bit by bit, hanging out one shot. That's what they talk about. The Cheras they talk about. I just have that. Like
never
told
anything.
I like that. That's the Chazal. That's
what
I'm saying. There's two little souls.
No, not
the one. But both sides, since we conclude the Sugya about Hagolah, we might have more to talk about, but I said it's fine. We have to discuss now in a few minutes what we're learning for the next week or so, yeah? Yes. Okay. We're learning Pshat up here. For sure Pshat. There's only one part of Pshat. Any other questions in general? No questions?
Sure.
You have any suggestions? The key is the very easy. Okay. Let's before we make a decision, I want to look at what we're going to be doing over here. So what on paradusion? The thing is, we skipped so many important things. That we could spend here 2 months on what we didn't do.
What
well, one person asked to talk about man. We should talk about decisions. Absolutely. I don't know what in the first paragraph, and then actually in the ninth paragraph too. The discussion of what, remember we mentioned it? You know we mentioned it in our Labor Day year. What is here, what is faith, what is that kind of stuff. I did it 2 years ago, we did something this year. 4 years ago, 2 years ago.
What
chair? You know what? I have an idea. Maybe tomorrow only. We'll give a one chashir about this topic, this man. With the man, the promise would be, of course, about faith. Talk about Tetz Chavon. Okay. Talk about a little bit about Yud Aleph. Talk about faith. Other talk the show. There's a table called Shlom Yehuda. Can you hear it? That's Pachinsky. Son of Rabbi Levine.
Yes, sir. The Shlomo Yehuda Hatzach on this sugya and Akira Hashem is a long discussion of this issue. And finally, and I guess it's the most important thing, the sugya and Shlomo of Tzaridara. It's a fascinating sugya. Tzaridara and Al, talking about the Shmanis. And the Toshis, I guess, the critical Toshis, the Toshis of Rabbi Yehuda Ogre. And if you want to look it all up, most of the time in the statement I wrote, I'm Mordechai, it's in the base. But that's what you can write. That's the same thing. I can say, this is called Yevula Yovos, which is a image came out for the centennial, which I spoke about last Thursday, of the Yeshiva in 1986. And that was subsequently reprinted. So either one will see this discussion. But I think we should discuss those next week. And let me know tomorrow if it's going to be Shiran Sunday. We can, but maybe you want to take a break Sunday. I don't know. It's up to you. What? Who wants to see on Sunday? Yeah? Okay. Well, see on Sunday.
What time are you going to
What's
the advantage of
doing so much
early?
Because I prefer doing it later so we have time
to prepare. My problem was I have a wedding which is called 11:30 on Sunday. Otherwise, I'd thank God. It was a wonderful problem to have. Let's see tomorrow. I'll find out what happened to the wedding. Where you looking clear, that's far away. I'm after you on Sunday. We go to forget about Sunday, we're going to wait for Monday. So let's leave it in the bay. We'll have to follow this tomorrow, we'll skip Sunday. So a lot of people can't come Sunday, can come Monday. They want to start a new engine the next week. I think we maybe we'll learn Hakek, Kol Shor, things that we didn't get a chance to do. Kol Shor, a lot of people involved with it, but you know what? If only some of the guys could be here on Sunday, I can do a different sugya. There's a lot of nice, beautiful sugyas here. Kol Shor. I would start from down in the day. Came before, so also not interesting, but you know, it's the end of the soap. From down in the day. That's also a good start. That's right. From down in the day. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. That's long. I think if we go a little bit quickly, I can go to every class, we can aim for trying to learn some of three blat in a week. That's what it may have everything, but these three blat, all the blat that we skipped. No, it's about Derech HaGilosa, Derech HaNasa. The Sukh of Yehara Vayavu. I don't know, maybe you can learn it, Sukh of Yehara Vayavu. Maybe we'll skip it. We'll skip that. Or we'll go briefly. The sugya of Derech Hanor, Derech Achila, Hanor Bal Karcho. The sugya of famous sugya of Kaheth in the past, Derech Agore. I mean, it's beautiful Gemara. I don't know what we'll do here, but I'd like to just work with the three blocks. All right. I think those are the most of all things that we skipped. That's the meatiest. And you know, of course, not directly to the Pesach, that's why it's different. But they relate sort of indirectly to Pesach. So, unless you have a different suggestion, which you can tell me tomorrow, we'll either start with Sunday or Monday, we'll do that. But tomorrow is 5 times for this month. All right? Pesach, yeah?
Tomorrow.
No, it's not that hard. You'll be easy to pass. Easy to pass, don't worry about it. Okay, so that's good. Tomorrow I'd like to meet at 9. I mean, you know, call us for 9. Have to be out by 10:30. All right. All right. So let's call for 9 tomorrow. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Norm. Look at this thing. We find both of them so very good here.
Yeah.
Of course. Everyone in the beginning yet? All right, topic of today is this month, as it relates, first of all, to the Gemara Masechta Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Gemara Masechta Daf Beis Amud Aleph, because on time when I take our father, you mumble. So this line, close to the jump to the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. But take the father, you mumble, on my reach. The Chitlin, the Gemara, that is the Chavim Yomavu, which is the Matkin of the Sofek Beis and the Gila, the Malot HaShachar Yomavu, Shivarakha also the Malacha Malacha Shachak is the Chacham. So Omer Lahoya 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 Mishma Vayom Malacha. The Hashanah Mimucha that is the Chacham Yomu. The same as Mucha over there, the Malacha Shachak is dark today. So the Mucha over there, so says the Chacham, it's still the city day. Lo Karsham I would call the Chanoi the Pegler of the Likas at Lamadal and Hay. It's the Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Mishet Kishka, Chamakov, Manshet, Neng Mizrach, Ma'adimim. I believe it's the definition of day as long as the sky is red in the east, shoot up. Vigalimandama the house of Shnei Kelke Mil, which is what we call two-thirds of a mil. We'll see what a mil is soon. It's approximately 18 minutes. The two-thirds of a mil is 12 minutes. The 12 minutes after the astronomical sunset, to see Anira, Shah, Gidol, the Shnei, Tezik, Ochot. It's an hour before the stars come out. All right, we'll just make maybe it's exactly an hour. Maybe it's a 72-minute job, you know? Maybe that's 72 minutes, so 12 minutes is exactly an hour before, as it happens before 72 minutes. No cash. Why? The air of the key in the physical problem. Kedama hats, and local problem with all of them, and near by y'all. So the problem is kind of near by all of them. And the man of it. What is that? The mean tells us we have no idea what's going to come out. Although it looks to us that stars come out 72 minutes after the sunset, or whatever number it is. But in reality, they really start out 12 minutes after sunset. So that's really pushing it. So it says, don't take that to heaven literally in the sense of what we can see. It goes somehow in some heavenly heaven that way which we cannot see. There's a big problem with that. I mean, the Torah gives the Shia which only can be determined in heaven. We can't see him. Nobody can see him. We're not experts. Such an early time that the stars will come out. So this is a very important thought for you at a different reason. There exists a very important concept in Halacha called Ben Hashmosh. Everybody knows Ben Hashmosh, Ben Hashmosh, Ben Hashmosh. We have every can't move without Ben Hashmosh. Ben Hashmosh is the time between what we call Shia, which we'll see soon what that means, and we call Tezid Rahab. That's called Ben Hashmosh. What is our lack of status of Ben Hashemot? So, we know that Ben Hashemot is a suffix. Suffix, Yom, suffix, Lash. How long is Ben Hashemot? The Tosafot quoted one opinion that Shrei, Shnei, Chelke, Mil, two-thirds of the meal. In actuality, the Gemara, they seem to conclude in Shabbat, in another Mandama, as we pass, it says, three Chelke, only three Chelke, Mil. Not three-thirds of the meal, but three-quarters of the meal. That's the calculus that just add one to the denominator over the one more than the numerator. Three-quarters of the meal. Sounds good. However, there's an opinion of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Ben HaShemosh is like a hair of fire, like the blink of an eye. The whole Ben HaShemosh is like a blink of an eye. The day goes in, and it doesn't come night. It's a blink of an eye. When is this eye blink? What time is this? When is this? So this is presumably the Gemara of the Shabbos of Shabbat Aslam Hay, after the conclusion of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Sadir and Hosan Bey, which said it's two-thirds or three-quarters of a meal. After that's over, then starts the blink, the eye blink, the Erechayim, which is the entire Ben HaShemosh, according to Rabbi Yosef. It's tremendously relevant to the Lamaise. According to Rabbi Yosef, everything which we call Ben HaShemosh, whatever we call Ben HaShemosh is considered to be Vadayom. Vadayom. And the Ben HaShemosh is the subsequent to that. We'll see soon how much subsequent. Tremendous Akhtamina Lamais. Called the Shitas Rabbi Yossi. It would be permissible, for example, to Dada Mincha. Just take an example. Dada Mincha throughout Ben HaShemosh. Right, because after all, if the Ben HaShemosh is still considered to be Vadayom, that's what Rabbi Yosef said. We call maybe the prophet of Yehuda, but throughout Shas, it seems to be. Throughout Shas, there are references to what we call Ben HaShemosh as a unit of time, as a significant unit of time, where according to Shitas Rabbi Yosef, Ben HaShemosh is really a blink of an eye. So then really it will be hard to speak of a significant period of time. That's the problem. So that's why I wanted to share the Sharat Siyun. The Sharat Siyun in Reish Lamed Gimel. The Kof Aleph, you don't have all the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Right? You have to bring a whole volume for this. You have to bring all. Today's field stand all six, I don't know. There's a lot of volumes of Mr. Brewer. The whole man is much as young until later on. Why? The entire man is much as is considered to be Varayom, says in bracket. I am Tosha Shem Shem Nidchaku Bazeh. Tosha Dochak, he says. Very nice Dochak. But because it is Dochak, he wants to posture with his summit to the Yemen on the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. Wow. That's quite a Kiddush in Mr. Brewer. In Saracen. Most other authorities disregard it completely. You know, he says the Gemara has this rock and upset. Shadayah will have Shem and your boys. This is the whole of B'shatatchak. The here too, we should turn the line of Yossi B'shatatchak. Not the high case for this. I mean, Tosha B'shat over here is that, that the Gemara, the Tosha's passed is against the Yossi. You have the Seder, Seder Shemoshis, two-thirds mil, three-quarters mil, all kinds of the sugis back and forth, which all Shalok Alach on Rabbi Yossi. This Shara seems a bit problematic. Anyway, but he tells us that the Akhoz of some of it is considered a Dohak. It's a shkigal dochak, I have to say, but apofike, a lot of dochak, supasanike. If it has to be. Okay, so what do we review so far? The day begins with Chol HaDeyas and Alot HaShach. Told the whole Rambam. When does it end? Well, not so when it ends. When it begins, it's clear. Although with people in the book, it's 100% clear. Begins Alot HaShach, which is 4 mil before sunrise. That's the clear part. The unclear part happens with the mil. Okay, but it's clear that the Alot HaShach at the beginning of the day, for all purposes, is dawn. Alot HaShach, which is 4 mil before sunrise. Everyone got it straight? It ends again. According to Rabbi Yossi, it ends if it's Chachamim, or you will link thereafter, something like that. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it ends sort of not with a bang, but a whimper. It ends for 20, 15, 20 minutes. Then it's ending, right? The area of the Mount of Promises. Was called two-thirds of a mil or three-quarters of a mil. And again, when I was not sure the mil was even. So far, so good. Got it straight, everybody. Now we're going to go Kaseidah. Another very important Yisod of Ilchus Manim comes from the Gemara in Sofim and Afirah from the base. With the Gemara, it's a very basic statement, and it sounds so fussy. But it's, you have to realize that's not so simple. You have to realize that some posts seem to have disregarded this Gemara. It's said over there, a mayor of Malchus Kalkomis from Kibbutz Sheish. The Gemara wants to know why they made it there to give a comment before the time of Chatzos. The Gemara over here says, people make mistakes. Adam, on the wide lines over here. Adam saw B'Sha'achas, Adam saw B'Shtesho. In the middle of that, in the comments of that sugya, Adam saw B'Chatisho, on the cover of Mashu, there are many, many different sheets. But the Gemara, in the middle of this context, discusses the following. Will a person make a mistake between before Chatzot and after Chatzot? The fifth hour, the fourth hour, maybe you may make a mistake. Sixth hour, the fifth hour, make a mistake. Will you make a mistake between an hour before sunrise? Excuse me, before Chatzot, or an hour, or a few minutes after Chatzot. That's the shot. After the discussion, the Gemara says, no. Look at that, use days and the days. Second line. After the whole discussion of the mistakes, and the Gemara says, Elisha Behei, Chama B'Mizrach, U'B'Zayin, Chama B'Mara. What does that mean? So what that means is, that the person's not going to make a mistake between the Chatzos and before, because the Chatzos, the sun is in the western part of the sky. That equation is very basic and simple. The Chatzos is the midpoint of the day. And the day, of course, measured here between sunrise and sunset. That's exactly when the sun moves to the west. Okay? So that's, again, a double portion. He wants him to be saying, okay, you made the mistake. Okay? Why am I saying that? Because there are some who wish to reach a different conclusion, and that is the spouse. We all agree, they claim, that the day begins at dawn, 4 meals before sunrise. When does it end is a matter of controversy. So according to the simple shot, it ends the short Hesukah Chavos, which is according to the Jewish Orthodox, let's say 12 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever, after the astronomical sunset. Right? That's the case, Rabbi Osai. Chatzot should be pulled up much earlier. Halachic Chatzot should be more than before we call noon. Why? Because you figure it out. If you start the day over an hour before sunrise, and end it just a few minutes after sunset, so you're out of sync, you're out of whack. The midpoint between those two times is before we would call the astronomical moon between sunrise and sunset. So those who actually hold that sheet. Anyway, probably wrong, because against the month of summer, that you're there. The Chatzot, which is important to know what Chatzot is between sunrise and sunset. It can vary. About 20, in our clock, about 22 till 10 after. Now, after what? Well, it depends. During the standard time is 12, and during the standard time is 1. So if you're between 20 to 12, which is probably reaches in the winter time, in November, it goes till 10 after 12, which is going to be in February, or something like that. And then it goes, of course, in standard, with the saving time, it's off by an hour. Yeah? Okay? Yes?
Yes. The beginning of the 6th hour, the end of the 6th hour, the beginning of the 6th hour, the end of the 7th, the beginning of the 8th, somewhere between those two.
It could be. But that's also against the sheet, because as long as we know for a fact that the 7th hour, the sun has to be in the western sky, according to the other parts of him, it's not in the eastern side of the sky, it's already called the 7th hour. And it'll be off to the right of the clubs.
The
7th
hour, means
so that's out. Okay, yes. Well, states again. The period between Shkia and Teish is called Ben Hashmash, that's gray area. That's doubtful. The stuff that Yom, stuff that Gladly, the Gemara says. Well, there's one or two ways of spirit to do it. Either you count from sunrise to sunset, or you count symmetry on both sides, from 4 meals before sunrise to 4 meals after sunset. We'll see a little bit soon where that number comes from. We'll see, as a matter of fact, we'll tell where that number comes from. So take a look over here in the Gemara, that's $30 an hour. It's the main sugya in the separate top of the field of the time. Now it says over here, the sugya of Pesach Sheni, of Derech Lechoka. You know, you've heard of Derech, you know, the Pesach of Lumish. If you have a Derech Lechoka, if you're far away, you can bring the Korah Pesach a month late. Right. So the Gemara, in that context, on the Tzadi Dalam and Aleph, of the Adar Arachmanah, was a little after it is. On the Yochan, Hala Vahala, on the Men, the Yom, Yud Parso, to walk 10, we're going parsangs, what they call this, in a day. We'll call it parso. What's a parso? A parso is 4 mils. The first can walk 40 mils in a day. As a matter of fact, they measure time by the people who can able ability to walk. And that says, so, and then they can more change from having the number of mils, having the number 40, which was the magic number, the number 40 inclusive, which is the Gemara thought originally. Now the number 40 is exclusive.